Hi there. In today's episode, we're going to look at potential difference. Now, potential difference is the difference in the amount of energy that charge carriers have between two points of a circuit. So the potential difference is measured in volts and is also called voltage. The energy is transferred to the electrical components in a circuit when the charge carriers pass through them. We use a voltmeter to measure potential difference or voltage. Now remember, the potential difference is the difference in the amount of energy that charge carriers have between two points in a circuit. Potential difference is measured in volts and it is also called voltage. Now there's a formula you need to know to work out the potential difference. So the potential difference equals the current times by the resistance. So V equals IR. Voltage V equals current I times resistance R. So if the voltage is 10 volts and the charge is 2 coulombs, what is the energy transferred? So first of all, you need to remember that the equation is voltage equals energy divided by charge, and you need to rearrange that formula or the equation to let you know that energy equals voltage times charge. Then you substitute in the values you need, so voltage of 10 volts, charge of 2 coulombs, 10 times 2 will give you 20 joules of energy. Now, the potential difference is the current times by the resistance. So V equals IR. So there are several different properties of currents that can be measured. So first of all, ammeters. An ammeter measures the flow of current that passes through it. And ammeters have to be connected in series, that just means in the same loop of the circuit, with the electrical components whose current you are measuring. So if you've got, for example, a cell and a light bulb in a circuit, you put the ammeter within the same loop as that circuit. Now, voltmeters measure the potential difference or voltage between two points in a circuit. So for example, two points either side of a light bulb. Now, voltmeters must be connected in parallel, so that just means on a separate branch of a circuit, with two points, with the two points that you want to measure. And when you're thinking about current versus potential difference, the current is the flow of charge. Current is measured through a component, and potential difference is the energy used between two points of a circuit. Therefore, it is measured between two points either side of a component. And we describe this as the potential difference measured across a component. So remember, the voltmeters need to be used in parallel, and ammeters need to be used in series. So if we've got an ammeter, remember, parallel or series, that needs to be in series. And if we've got a voltmeter, remember, that needs to be in parallel. So which of the following are true about potential differences? So potential differences measure voltage. It's measured in volts, and the energy difference per unit charge between two points of a circuit is what it measures. And the instrument used to measure current is called an ammeter. Now, the potential difference of 1 volt is equal to 1 joule of energy being used by 1 coulomb of charge when it flows between two points in a circuit. I'll read that again. The potential difference of 1 volt is equal to 1 joule of energy being used by 1 coulomb of charge when it flows between 2 points in a circuit. Now, if we want to measure, work out the current, if we've got a voltage of 5 meters and a resistance of 2 ohms, now remember the potential difference is equal to the current times by the resistance, V equals IR. If we want to rearrange that equation, we can say that the current equals the potential difference divided by resistance. If we substitute in the values that we have in the question, so current equals the potential difference, 5 volts, divided by resistance, 2 ohms, which should give us 2.5 amps. If this episode has got you in the mood for more podcast revision action, then you should search for our other Revise podcast channels that cover a lot more than you'll find here. Search for Revise on whatever platform you got this podcast from and you'll find them. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our Revise podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.